Greetings. Welcome to all listening. What is God's law on stealing oranges? What about marrying an overseas girl? What does God say about a foiled 747 hijacking? And fourth, what are God's rules for lost wages and medical expenses incurred in a fight? Today's message is entitled Applying Old Testament Today, Part 3. Applying Old Testament Today, Part 3. Today, we're going to address these four modern-day examples of Old Testament laws and teachings. In the first of today's four examples, you own a citrus orchard in the Imperial Valley in California. A member who has a hard time financially comes by and steals a crate of oranges. You happen to see him. What do you do? Let's turn to Proverbs 6, verses 30 and 31. Proverbs 6, verses 30 and 31. Men, do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. He shall restore sevenfold. He could have asked for help. We need to give food to anyone genuinely in need who asks. At times I've offered and taken a person who's asked for money into a grocery store to get some basic food. Generosity to the poor was learned from my mother's example in growing up. It's not wise, though, to give money. Second example. Upon returning from a well-paying 3 years overseas job in construction contract in a third world country, your son announces he's engaged to a girl he met while abroad. As his parents, you are extremely disappointed that he hasn't chosen to marry one of his own people, of his own religion. And you attempt to justify your belief by insisting that it's against God's law to marry an alien of another religion. Your son, however, disagrees with you, explaining that the law does make provisions for such a marriage. If you were invited to counsel both the parents and the son in light of the Old Testament law, what would your advice be? Let's turn to Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 to 6. Deuteronomy 7, verses 1 to 6. When the Lord your God brings you into the land with which you go to possess and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord God delivers them to you, you shall conquer them, utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. Verse 4, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. But thus you shall deal with them. You shall utterly destroy their altars, break down their sacred pillars, and cut down their wooden images, and burn their carved images with fire. For you are a holy people to the Lord. You are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure among all the peoples on the face of the earth. Let's also turn to Joshua 23, verses 12 and 13. Joshua 23, verses 12 and 13. Or else, if indeed you do go back and cling to the remnant of these nations, these that remain among you, and make marriages with them, and go into them, and they you, know for certain that the Lord your God will no longer drive these nations from before you, but they shall be snares and traps to you, scourges on your sides, and thorns in your eyes, till you perish from this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Let's look at a biblical example. Let's turn to 1 Kings 11, verses 1 and 2. 1 Kings 11, verses 1 and 2. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, as well as the daughter of Pharaoh, etc. Verse 2, from the nations of whom the Lord has said to the children of Israel, you shall not intermarry with them, nor they with you. Surely they will turn your hearts after their gods. Solomon clung to these in love. Let's turn to Nehemiah 13, verse 26. Nehemiah 13, verse 26. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, sin by these things? Yet among many nations there was no king like him, who was beloved of his God, and God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, pagan women caused even Solomon to sin. Third example. Two men have been brought to you, charged with kidnapping. They hijacked a Boeing 747 and held 175 passengers hostage. Their demands for $1 million ransom and release of certain political prisoners were not met, and the police successfully foiled the attempt. In a bid to save the passengers, three civilians were wounded, but there were no fatalities. What would be your judgment? Let's turn to Exodus 21, verse 16. Exodus 21, verse 16. He who kidnaps a person and sells him, or if he be found in his hand, shall surely be put to death. Let's also turn to Deuteronomy 24, verse 7. Deuteronomy 24, verse 7. if a man is found kidnapping any of his brethren of the children of Israel and mistreats him or sells him, then the kidnapper shall die. You shall put away the evil from among you. Lastly, fourth example. As a result of being injured in a gang riot, a youth is severely wounded. Although he survives the incident, he is confined to bed for several weeks until he finally recovers from all of his injuries. How should his attackers be punished? Two scriptures. Let's turn to Deuteronomy 25, verses 1 to 3. Deuteronomy 25, verses 1 to 3. If there's a dispute between men and they come to court, that the judges may judge them, and they justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. Verse 2, then it shall be, if the wicked man deserves to be beaten, that the judge will cause him to lie down and be beaten in the judge's presence according to his guilt with a certain number of blows. 40 blows, repeat, 40 blows he may give him, and no more, lest he should exceed this and beat him with many blows above these, and your brother be humiliated in your sight. 40 blows he may give him, and no more. Do people think they know better than God? From the San Diego Union Tribune, 27th of October, 09, article, Saudi Journalist Spared Flogging. 22-year-old was sentenced to 60 lashes. And in the same article, reference to November 2007, a flogging sentence of 90 lashes. Even in punishment, God is merciful. And last scripture, let's turn to Exodus 21, verses 18 and 19. Exodus 21, verses 18 and 19. If men contend with each other, and one strikes the other with a stone or his fist, and he does not die, but is confined to his bed, if he rises again and walks about outside with his staff, then he who struck him shall be acquitted. He shall only pay for the loss of his time, and shall provide him to be thoroughly healed. He must pay for the loss of his time and his medical bills. In conclusion, we've seen four modern-day examples of the application of some of God's laws and teachings. God loves justice, and thankfully, He gives us good laws to live by in peace.